کبوترم هوایی شدم.
And welcome back to Hoza Life.
I'm her husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
I'm his wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And we're not really concentrating that well right now, as you probably know. Oh, and this is our daughter.
Mumtaz Masuma Haider, aka Doha.
So, where do we start?
So.
Oh, sorry, the elephant in the room. I'm wearing these clothes. We should.
You should tell them why you're wearing them.
So there comes a point in every Hausa student's life where, you know, he needs to adopt a different kind of wardrobe. And I guess now I'm in my sixth year of Hausa studies, and the time has come for me to transition. I'm still not quite there yet, you know, I'm not fully qualified, so I'm not wearing an imama, which is the turban. But I've reached this stage, alhamdulillah. And
you guys can comment on what suits him better. This uniform or the one he used to wear?
Sorry guys, if you want me to wear the same clothes I used to wear. Don't worry, I won't change. My
personality is not going to change. I think he looks much better I think this suits him more.
Well, when you're a Hausa student, a uniform of types does change your behavior inevitably. Not your personality per se, inshallah. You know, I'm still the same guy, but it does change your behavior. It does make you a little bit more conscious of the way that you're carrying yourself.
You act more like with etiquettes.
Sayyida's always thinking about her family.
Yeah.
Obviously she's away from her family. Yeah. She feels a little bit isolated, especially because of the virus. Oh, by the way, the situation has changed.
Yeah, completely changed. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Obviously, it's not completely gone. It's still there. So, but everything's like.
Coronavirus has been in home from around 2 months. And today I've come out after 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks. And obviously a lot of the shops are closed, but the important shops are open. And people are walking around, getting their groceries. We can see, we're gonna go to this grocery shop.
So all of the counters here, all of them are covered with these plastic barriers. So in major supermarkets like this one, that's what they've done.
What's called Bahal? Full of Bahal. Full of Bahal.
The energy.
There's lots of energy.
Lively,
it's lively. Right. So nice. Like, it's so nice to see people like back to normal after 2 months. Alhamdulillah. So, it's 15 Shaban. It's the Wiladat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And we've just come out. Obviously, the Haram and Jamkaran are closed, but the other, like some shops are open. They're just running a program behind us.
Opened around, I think, 2-3 months ago. So they're opening cafes and a lot of different things, but because of Corona, obviously, they're closed for now. So we're just going to shop for a bit.
Place is empty. He's spraying it before you take it.
Yeah.
So can you explain what's going on?
So basically, we've come to the Hyperstar, and they're first checking if you've got like fever and stuff before you enter, in case you got Corona. So basically what happened is really cool. I haven't seen it. I mean, there was no Corona before, but as soon as you enter the checkout shop, they check the hat, they gave us gloves to wear, and they're checking every single person. It feels really nice. I don't know, I'm just feeling excited about it.
Oh, really? You guys are doing that in Iran? We are like stuck in lockdown. We can't even meet. That's what like I've been getting from family and friends. So it's really different.
Yeah, and at the same time, just have to re-emphasize this point, we're still exercising precautions, you know, brothers are not necessarily shaking hands or hugging.
Yeah, we're not.
Unless it's absolutely necessary. They're not hugging, you know.
Yeah, so I'm just preparing for iftar, getting things if I need to get, sorting the house, cleaning the house. And this month I've just been preparing so many things. My hospital bag I've been preparing, baby's hospital bag. And if I obviously go for delivery, then Doha needs to go, is going to be with one of our friends and her bag. So there's so much to do. I was just sorting all this out this whole month. So this is a soap powder for the baby to wash a newborn's clothes so that we don't use a lot of chemical lotion. These are three different types of cleaning wet wipes for the house. Hand gloves. So these are like Vaseline. Big box of nappies for Doha, because that when the newborn will come, we don't know if we're going to have time to buy nappies for Doha. Laundry lotion, dishwashing lotion, more products to clean the house. So this is an aloe vera hand sanitizer. A whole tissue box. So this is aloe vera. So basically when a baby gets nappy rash, with Doha we use aloe vera. This is fresh aloe vera you get here. This packet is something called taranjabeen. It's like a tip thing. When a newborn has jaundice, you add it into a little water, hot water, and just give the child a little bit of it. Acetaminophen for the baby for fever, if they get cough, cold, and stuff like that. And this is what we did not know. Gripe water. So all of this costed 350 tuman. Generally, we wouldn't buy all this, like, so much in stock. But after I deliver, because obviously I take care of everything, Muzaffar is not gonna, like, be able to run around and get everything. And especially because we have Doha this time.
We're cooking. And so we just, Doha went quiet for a little while, so we were like, what is she doing? And then we looked. I don't even know how she got up there. But she just gave herself a bath in the sink. Doha! Doha! Hey! Look! Doha! What are you doing? Huh?
One thing that we've started to implement, and we're trying to do it, is praying together.
Okay, so Muzaffar has been wanting for us to pray together for a long while. So when we got married, we used to pray together, like literally, like every time. Fajr, Zohar, Maghrib, Isha, like it was, we had to do it. And it was so nice, remember? Oh, yeah. So we've been 5 years married now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's long. Mm-hmm. But he's been wanting us to pray. But then usually what happens is like, I'll be honest, there's so much going on in my, I'm like, I have to go here, I have to do this. So he prays on his own.
Especially after the kid, you're just like.
After your kid, mm-hmm. is like, okay, we were just like, oh, whatever, man. She's just going to want this, she's going to want that. So now she's very much settled. And in Ramadan, obviously, Muzaffar is home for Fajr, Zohar, and Maghrib, Isha, and Isha. So Alhamdulillah, we have started praying together and it actually feels really good.
And the Quran also says, guys, it says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. It says, enjoin upon your family to pray, right? Enjoin, and then it says, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Also be patient and steadfast on that. So Allah doesn't only just tell us to implement it, but He tells us to be patient on it because He knows it's not easy.
And we just came to the Haram Sayyid 17 of Ramadan and we're seeing people doing dua, making little groups and sitting by the Haram. We can't still go inside the Haram yet because the gates are closed, but at least we can sit in the sahan in the courtyard and we can pray. And a lot of people are there actually today because tomorrow night is the Shab-e Shahadate. شب ضربت امام علی علیه السلام
که بیبی را وارد شهر قم کردن زنهای قم با دستهای گول می آمدن و نصار خودمی بیبی می کردن می گفتن دختر امامه خوهر امامه امه امامه اخ دل ها بسوزه برای مادرم.
So if you can see, a lot of people are sitting around in small groups doing their amal, reciting Quran. That's what we're going to try and do as well. And it's not really crowded because still obviously people are taking care of coronavirus, and if you see people are not sitting very closely, they have their gaps.
So those who are familiar with the Haram area will know where we're standing. That right there, that little thing there, is Guzar Khan.
So if you guys can actually see, there's lots of construction work that's taking place over here. This place used to be very
I don't know, just kind of messy. But now it's become really nice, really clean, so cars won't be coming in here anymore. And they probably stopped the completion of this due to coronavirus, so it's on hold. But after it's done, inshallah, it's going to look beautiful.
So they're constructing this area as well. This place has changed so much, though. So this is one of the main, entrance of the haram, and this door is closed. So every corner you see, all the doors, the small doors, the big doors, all of them are closed.
Okay, there's this hailstorm going on. We can't really show you, but we've been freaking out.
Oh, look at that, look at that.
What's that? What's that door?
It's proper river, eh?
Oh,
I hope it lasts through the summer.
When I came here around 6 years ago, there was no water here. This was completely dry, barren, completely. Now there's a river flowing through the center of the holy city of Qom. I mean, it's just such a good omen. It's so beautiful. Things are going to get better for Iran. Things are going to get better for the Shias. Things are going to get better for the Muslims, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yay!
So basically, last time I had come to this park, when I was walking around this park, so they had a sign on that. Can you see that thing?
Yeah.
So they had a sign saying that due to Corona, do not enter. And they just took it off, I think.
That's cool.
So this is a park right by our house.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful it is. Wow.
And if you were here, guys, man, it smells so much of roses.
Yeah, you can see it. I think it's a white rose.
It's like a paradise.
While the West was busy starting all the wars that it started, Iran planted all these trees. None of these trees were here before. While the West is busy building a graveyard, Iran is building a garden.
به طه به یاسین به معراج احمد به قدر و به کوثر به رضوان و طوبا به وحی الهی به قرآن جاری به تورات موسی و انجیل عیسی بسی پادشاهی کنم در گدایی چو باشم گدای گدایان زهرا چه شبها که زهرا دعا کرده تا ما همه شیعه گردیم و بیتاب مولا غلامی این خانواده دلیل و مراد خدا بوده از خلقت ما مسیرت مشخص امیرت مشخص مکن دل دل ای دل بزن دل به دریا که دنیا که دنیا که دنیا به خسران عقبا نیرزد به دوریز اولاد زهرا نیرزد و این زندگانی فانی جوانی خوشی های امروز و اینجا به افسوس بسیار فردا نیرزد.
It feels really nice, feel like crying, seeing the haram open after like 3 months. So we've just come to enter the haram side finally, and I think the entire Ramadan we came to the haram side 3 times and it was so quiet, so silent, and today seeing this, it just makes my heart feel so happy.
اگر عاشقانه هوادار یاری اگر مخلصانه گرفتار یاری اگر آبرو میگذاری به پایش یقیناً یقیناً خریدار یاری بگو چند جمعه گذشتی ز خوابت چند اندازه در ندبه هازاری یاری به شانه کشیدی غم سینه اش را و یا چون بقیه تو سربار یاری اگر یک نفر را به او وصل کردی برای سپاهش تو سردار یاری به گریه شبی را سحر کردی آنه چه مقدار بیتاب و بیمار یاری دل آشفته بودن دلیل کمی نیست اگر بیقراری بدان یار یاری و پایان این بیقراری بهشت است بهشتی که سرخوش ز دیدار یاری. به جان داده های مسیر عبورش، به شهد شهود شهیدان مهدی، مرا دائم الاشتیاقش بگردان، مرا سینه چاک فراقش بگردان. تفضل بفرما بر این بنده بی سر و پا، مرا همدم و محرم و همرکاب سفرهای سوی خراسان و شام و عراقش بگردان. یا مهدی،
a lot of people saying that we are very lonely here, we have no friends or no one, but then whenever I speak to people, I'm like, you know what, we have such a big group, mashallah, friend circle here, and we're like always chilling together, we're always going shopping together, we're always playing, so we don't feel lonely, honestly.
So basically we are at a bakery shop to eat, and it's so nice, beautiful, everybody's like shopping and getting cake, pastries, gifts for their kids. It's beautiful.
We're just walking in the streets of home. We just came out to eat with our friend. Obviously, the restaurant wasn't open, but we came, we sat in the park. We took the food and sat in the park. But I was just telling Muzaffar, I never imagined that Eid would be like this. We all were like, oh, it's going to be dull. We're not going to be able to go out. It's going to be like really quiet. But alhamdulillah, it's so rushy. People are literally shopping for Eid. They're like, they're just doing the normal stuff they do every Eid, alhamdulillah. We're very grateful to be in a place like home at this time.
See, that's all we have time for today.
From my wife Sayyida Fatima Halim.
From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
We bid you assalamu alaikum. Oh, and from our daughter.
From our daughter.
We bid you assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Manam Imam Rizai Shuda. شب و سرم هوایی شدم، ببین عجب جدایی شدم، دعای ما بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم.
پنجره فولاد تو دوای هم